Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to look at, well, how does this affect the Texans? And we've been talking and telling you for a long time how this is going to affect the Texans. First and foremost, Clint, this may not be the most important or impactful in the long term, but the first way it affects the Texans is his first game back is here in Houston. And how people are going to react and respond to that, and that the league has set that up. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know what to expect. I don't know if there's going to be protests outside. I don't know if there's going to be protests inside. We've seen signs. We've seen things. I don't know what this is going to be like. But the first way this thing affects the Texans in Houston is that the first game back is going to be right here, and that place is – I can't even imagine what that place is going to be.
Yeah, look, I think it'll be an absolute madhouse. I'll be honest with you. The Sunday night game that week is the Cowboys and the Colts, which is not a real sexy ball game if we're being completely honest at this point in time. Now, if both of them are undefeated or something, maybe so, or both of them are leading their division and top seeds in their respective leagues, then maybe so. But – this, it's going to be hard for me. Now, I know, I'm a Texans fan, and I'll kind of watch through those lens. So maybe I'm a little bit biased here, but it's going to be hard for me to think more highly of a game, or that a game is going to be more entertaining than the Texans and the Browns the night that Deshaun Watson returns not only to Houston, but to not only to the Browns as a starting quarterback, but to the city of Houston where it all went south. So, that's who would
you think that it? you think there's a chance that thing gets flexed?
Yes. I mean, clearly, here's the deal is because I don't know that I can't get on your level of like the NFL did it on purpose, but I can get on the level of that's how things unfolded. And now, okay, there's an opportunity there for you to go make a game bigger than it ever was. I don't know what kind of monies are involved in flexing a game, and then that game being, you know, what has to happen for that flex to be a good idea. But I can tell you that the NFL's got a decision to make. That game is going to be more interesting than any game that week. And I would think that getting as many eyeballs as possible on that particular game would be the plan.
The only way I could see it getting flexed is if the Texans are playing at a different level than I think people would think. Because that is week 13 by that point. If the Texans are playing pretty good football that's the other part.
Like, I may be getting out over my skis because a little bit with flexing it.
Because the interesting part about it and the part that draws viewers is everything at the beginning. The game part, I don't know if the Texans versus the Browns is something like, or I mean, I don't know if the game part, because the Texans could – I mean, they could be sitting there three wins.
Yeah, yeah,
four
yeah,
wins.
Yeah.
You know,
I may be getting out of my skis
on
the
Sunday
flex,
night.
But,
yeah,
but yeah, but I'm still thinking like the Texans being bad. Even that just flows right into the story of Deshaun Watson and making him the villain of why you know what I mean. Like he caused this. You know that some could say that he was a big part of the Texans' downfall here. So. But you're right. I may be out over my skis because I know it'll be interesting here.
It will certainly be very interesting.
Maybe the rest of the world may not look at it as must-see TV.
I think everybody is going to be must-see to get to that damn screen when it starts.
Well, you know, the whole week leading up,
yes.
They're not going to be talking about the Cowboys and the damn Colts. They're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson practicing, and Deshaun Watson's first game back is in Houston. So you know the lead-up all week long. TV, radio, online, digitally, it's all going to be Deshaun Watson, Cleveland Browns, Houston Texans. So, the actual football game itself may not be sexy enough record-wise to flex it, but damn, would be
I mean, it's going everything leading up to it. It will probably be the most talked about game that week, and leading up to it.
You know, too, Show, I thought with in turn we're talking about how the Deshaun Watson 11 game suspension, how that impacts the Houston Texans, and the 11 game suspension means that Deshaun Watson is going to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns for the first time in his career right here at NRG Stadium. That number one, number two, I thought. To be honest, when I first heard, okay, he's going to be available, it's going to be the first game he's going to be available is versus the Texans. I thought, even with that, I doubt the Browns playing. Because you're talking about a guy, that my thought was he wasn't going to be allowed in the facility until game week. So you mean the guy comes walking in there Monday and he's going to practice twice, two full practices and a walkthrough and go start? And the Cleveland Browns may weigh, depending on how the season's going, they may weigh their options there and go, let's pump the brakes a little bit on that. But it's already been announced. Deshaun Watson is going to be in the building.
He's in the building.
Not only in the building, but allowed to practice a month before the December 4th game.
So he can go from October 30th, he can practice all the way up until October 30th, and then he is out, and then he can come back in November.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.